Tonight on the Worldview Report, Republicans, at least some of them, express outrage at the debt ceiling deal their leader, Kevin McCarthy, struck with Joe Biden. Also tonight, a State Department official with long ties to Ukraine admits that the U.S. has for months been right in the middle of planning that country's long-awaited counteroffensive against Russia. The CEO of Chick-fil-A says white people could shine black people's shoes, quote, with humility and shame, end quote. Russia's Interior Ministry on Monday issued an arrest warrant for U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham. And a supermajority of Americans now believe a second term for Joe Biden would spell disaster for the nation. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Congressman Andy Biggs, Republican of Arizona, spoke at a press conference Tuesday, said the debt ceiling deal agreed to by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Joe Biden is, quote, the biggest abomination, end quote, and, quote, designed to fool you, end quote, while giving Biden everything he needs in terms of political cover going into 2024. Take a look at his impassioned comment.
Thank you, Representative Boebert, and thank you, Chairman Perry, for organizing this, and I'm thankful to my colleagues who are here speaking about this ridiculous, ephemeral deal. And thank you to those of you who are here from the press and those back home who are watching. So, you know, I didn't vote for that last deal, okay? I didn't do it because there's $1.5 trillion, and I just said, you know, that's probably more than I can go. But I'll tell you what I see here in this deal is absolutely one of the biggest abominations since I've been in Washington, D.C. The original bill that passed out last month promised 2022 spending levels with a savings of about $131 billion and rescissions of almost $900 billion. Think about that. That's what the House passed out just a month ago. And you're asking the House now to do something different, completely different. The McCarthy-Biden plan nets only $9 billion in actual savings and $29 billion in rescissions, but even that $29 billion is false. Mm-hmm. It's false. The likelihood that the savings totally goes away, and the bill indicates that the $22 billion of the rescissions will be proposed, they're going to be used to get around the so-called spending caps. That's what's devised here in this plan. The McCarthy-Biden plan blows up the debt ceiling from the already outrageous national debt of $31.5 trillion to be more than $36 trillion by January 1st, 2025, but they couldn't even be honest about that because the McCarthy-Biden deal is designed to actually fool you. Instead of estimating the actual debt ceiling that will be imposed by that date, January 1st, 2025, they simply say that will be the date. There'll be an unlimited cap. There won't be a cap for 19 months of the Biden administration. And the Biden administration is probably the most profligate administration we've seen. And that's saying something. While the current growth rate of our national debt projects to slightly more than $4 trillion in new debt, I forecast for you now it's going to be closer to $5 trillion by the time we get there. In fairness, the McCarthy-Biden plan asserts something that they call administrative paygo. It ostensibly requires bureaucrats to demonstrate how they're going to pay for new programs or increases in spending. Now that sounds good, right? Except Congress has had a similar program for many years without it slowing down spending a bit. And why is it? Because Congress waives paygo provisions.
Yes.
Now here's the way the paygo provisions are going to be waived here. This part, by the way, this program sunsets in a year. But this part, and this crazy, is that the director of OMB can waive the paygo provisions whenever and for whatever reason. You know what? There's a reason that the Biden administration has no concern over this provision at all, because they control the OMB and the OMB director. And that unicorn, the Edmund Paygo, is where most of the McCarthy-Biden savings of $1 trillion is supposedly coming from. And since that is ephemeral at best, the McCarthy-Biden savings totally evaporates. Another point that the McCarthy-Biden coalition supports disincentivizes the commitment to pass 12 appropriation bills as promised in January. That automatically creates a continuing resolution with a 1% reduction. But since you're actually moving spending up, you're not really going to see a true savings there. But beyond that, they're going to wait before this gets imposed until 3 months into the next fiscal year. That is not what Representative Massey's plan really was. And when Republican leaders put out their talking points, they said that the Democrats...
You heard him. We're stuck with 85,000 IRS agents. What amounts to the Green New Deal? This, folks, is the reason why McCarthy was installed, I believe, as Speaker. He never withdrew his name, even after he failed in round after round to get required number of votes. He was assured that if he just kept going, the globalist neocon puppet masters would eventually get the votes needed for his installation as the latest sellout GOP speaker. It was for moments like this, folks, moments like this, key moments, where he could be counted on to lay down for Joe Biden and capitulate and give away the farm. There's no way around it. Republicans are a complete laughingstock. Democrats play them like nobody's business, and they're happy filling that role of controlled opposition. What a disgrace. A recent barrage of mainstream media reports underscore a carefully cultivated narrative being used to get the public ready for alleged right-wing attacks on the power grid. CBS Mornings covered a recent Department of Homeland Security, or DHS, report warning that far-right activists could be targeting the U.S. power grid as a way to disrupt the country and the government's ability to operate. Watch this.
Homeland Security is warning of a potential troubling escalation in tactics from right-wing extremists. Catherine Herridge has more on this, and she joins us from Washington. Catherine, we understand the power grid could be a target.
Good morning. According to the intelligence report obtained by CBS News, these groups have developed credible and specific plans to attack the power grid since at least 2020 as a way to disrupt the country and the ability of government to operate. The report warns extremists adhering to a range of ideologies will likely continue to plot and encourage physical attacks against power networks, which include more than 6,400 plants and nearly a half million miles of high-voltage lines. While the bulletin emphasized small-scale attacks are unlikely to cause widespread power loss, it may cause disruption to critical infrastructure like hospitals and police departments. Homeland Security noted several indicators, including online chatter. While the report does not suggest an imminent threat, the Homeland Security Secretary has warned lone wolf actors and small bands of extremists are among the greatest domestic threat because they are hard to detect, disrupt, and can mobilize quickly.
All right, Catherine, got it.
Notice the very tactic used there. The deep state embedded CBS News started off its report by claiming the attacks would be carried out by, quote, right-wing extremists, end quote. Then they shifted to the actual verbiage included in the DHS alert, which states individuals, quote, adhering to a range of ideologies will likely continue to plot and encourage physical attacks, end quote. You can bet that if one of these attacks does take place, it will be blamed on far-right extremists with MAGA tendencies. That's just a given. No matter who the actual perpetrator is, Antifa, Marxist, Islamist, or the U.S. government itself, it will be blamed on the so-called MAGA crowd. Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy Jr. is on a crusade to reinvent the company in his own, I think, woke image. What do you think? Well, you can decide after this report. Cathy says white people should shine black people's shoes with, quote, humility and shame, end quote. Yep, that's going to solve America's problem, right? How about, Cathy, how about you take a look at history? And many, even self-described Democrat experts, People who are experts in history who are admitted Democrats will tell you. In Africa, it was many of the tribes in Africa conquering other African tribes and then selling them into slavery. Then it was the Islamists, the Muslims, who were bringing the slaves to the slave ships. So is Kathy going to talk about the black African tribes that were involved in slavery? Is he going to talk about the Muslims that were involved in slavery? What's the point I'm making? You can't blame this on one people group. It's been going on all over the world since the beginning of time. And reality is America has done an awful lot to repent for the sin of slavery. I don't know what he's doing, but he's certainly, I think, helping to destroy his company. Watch this.
Some of our closing moments here, but a story that was shared with me by a dear friend who shared with me about a revival that was taking place at a church in Texas. And at that revival, on the front seat was an older African-American man that was sitting there. And this young man got up that was there in that service, and he'd been so gripped with conviction about the racism that was in that local community in a small town in Texas that he took a shoe brush and he walked over to this elderly gentleman and he knelt on his knees and began to shine his shoes. And tears began to flow in that service. It was an attitude of conviction. So I invite folks just to put some words to action here. And if we need to find somebody that needs to have their shoe shine, we need to just go right on over and shine their shoes. And whether they got tennis shoes on or not, maybe they got sandals on, it really doesn't matter. But there's a time in which we need to have, you know, some personal action here. Maybe we need to give them a hug, too, brother.
And some stock in Chick-fil-A.
But I bought about 1,500 of these, and I gave them to all our Chick-fil-A operators and staff a number of years ago. And so any expressions of a contrite heart, of a sense of humility, a sense of shame, a sense of embarrassment, beget with an apologetic heart, I think that's...
A sense of shame and a sense of embarrassment. Kathy seems to really believe that today's white people living in modern America, where blacks have risen to the very top of the social, business, political, and entertainment sectors, are somehow guilty for the sins of whites that occurred 150 years ago. By the way, what about all the black slave owners? Does Kathy not want to talk about that? That's right, black slave owners. How about all the families, white families, that fought to free the slave? How about the white capitalist business owners that helped start the abolition movement? Where is he to talk about that? We, according to him, I guess, are all racist, unless we grovel before our black brothers and sisters and beg forgiveness. Sounds like Black Lives Matter claptrap to me. We're guilty, I guess, based solely on the color of our skin. Not only is this really incredible, it's radical, but it's become a movement now within the U.S. evangelical community. And Kathy is not alone in this self-hatred and delusional expressions, I believe, of white guilt. So I think you're going to see a lot of people not eating at Chick-fil-A. I had one of their sandwiches years ago. Didn't enjoy it at all, never went back. Don't know why people make a big fuss, but maybe... maybe just now they'll decide to stop spending their money at Chick-fil-A and supporting that world. Be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. The Western Journal reports that Los Angeles Dodgers star pitcher Clayton Kershaw expressed his disapproval of the team's decision to honor a blasphemous LGBT group during an upcoming game at Dodger Stadium. He said he was able to use the event to bring back the team's Christian faith and family day. Kershaw told the Los Angeles Times on Monday, quote, "Picking a date and doing those different things was part of it as well. Yes, it was in response to the highlighting of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence," end quote, adding that Friday's announcement of the July Faith and Family event was, quote, "my idea," end quote. The Dodgers invited, disinvited, and then re-invited the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to the team's LGBTQ Pride Night on June 16th. Second invitation came after an outcry from special interest pressure groups within the gay mafia who thrive on promoting cultural rot, groups like, I believe, the Human Rights Campaign. Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence uses imagery of Catholic nuns and even Christ himself during sexualized drag queen performances. Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence will receive a, quote, "community hero award," end quote, from the Dodgers during the team's gay pride event. That's according to the Times. Kershaw said the team should not have invited the group, stating, quote, "I don't agree with making fun of other people's religions. It has nothing to do with anything other than that. I just don't think that no matter what religion you are, you should make fun of somebody else's religion. So that's something that I definitely don't agree with," end quote. Star pitcher said he and his wife Ellen and others talked about the right way to respond. He also held a team meeting about the group and his plan. I know Kershaw means well, but when you really listen to what he's saying, isn't it kind of pathetic? Am I the only one who sees the irony here? It sounds like in return for him remaining, well, rather silent about this whole satanic blasphemous mocking of Christ, he was able to get his bosses to agree to bring back a game day honoring the Christian family. Make of it what you will. But that's my take. In other news, Russia's Interior Ministry on Monday issued an arrest warrant for U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham following his comments related to the fighting in Ukraine. That's what the Associated Press reports. In an edited video of his meeting on Friday with Ukrainian President Zelensky that was released by Zelensky's office, Graham, a Republican from South Carolina, noted that, quote, "the Russians are dying," end quote, and described the U.S. military assistance to the country as, quote, "the best money we've ever spent," end quote. While Graham appeared to have made the remarks in different parts of the conversation, the short video by Ukraine's presidential office put them next to each other, causing outrage in Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman, well, commented on Sunday by saying that, quote, "it's hard to imagine a greater shame for the country than having such senators," end quote. The investigative committee, the country's top criminal investigation agency, has moved to open a criminal inquiry against Graham, and the Interior Ministry followed up by issuing a warrant for his arrest, as indicated Monday by its official record of wanted criminal suspects. Graham is among the more than 200 U.S. members of Congress whom Moscow banned last year from entering Russia. Graham commented on Twitter saying that, quote, "to know that my commitment to Ukraine has drawn the ire of Putin's regime brings me immense joy," end quote. The Gateway Pundit reports that on Memorial Day, hundreds of people flocked to Humphreys by the Bay in San Diego to watch Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. speak at a campaign rally. Kennedy paid respect to U.S. military who were killed in action by quoting his uncle, President John F. Kennedy, and said, quote, "most important way for us to honor the men and women who gave their lives for our country is to protect the rights that they died to give us," end quote. Kennedy then switched gears and addressed the corporate media's treatment of his campaign. Longtime environmental lawyer stated, quote, "they still treat me as a fringe candidate, and they say he doesn't have a chance, and they don't even put me in the polls a lot of time," end quote. then wanted to say, quote, "And I'm way ahead of DeSantis. My numbers are much better than his, but he's treated as a legitimate candidate," end quote. Watch this.
And it's time for us to bring that money home, to focus, very, very laser focused on rebuilding our industrial base, rebuilding the middle class in this country, and rebuilding a sense of dignity, real building communities that give our children the same opportunities for dignity and enrichment and good health and prosperity and pride in our country that I grew up with. I had such immense pride in the United States of America when I was a little boy. And I want my children to have that. And all of you want your children to have that. And they're taking it away from us. Alex said we need an army. He said, we need a miracle for this to work. I said to my wife, I feel like we're getting a miracle every day. Yeah. That is coming to us. All the things that they said, okay, that, you know, that this campaign is going nowhere, that it's a joke, that it's fringe. They still treat me as a fringe candidate, and they say he doesn't have a chance, and they don't even put me in the polls a lot of times. And I'm way ahead of DeSantis. My numbers are much better than his, but he's treated as a legitimate candidate. So I don't know. I feel like that's okay. They don't have to treat me. All we have to do is win the election. I feel like that's.
Following an Associated Press NORC poll in April, which indicated that only 26% of Democrats want Joe Biden to run for a second term as president, recent CNN poll conducted by SSRS now shows that 66% of all Americans, not just Republicans, believe that another 4 years of Biden could lead to, quote, disaster, end quote. Even CNN can't dismiss, quote, horrible news, end quote, staring Biden in the face. Watch this.
Indeed, horrible news. Horrible for Joe Biden in our new CNN poll. While the president leads his Democratic competitors by a huge margin, two-thirds of all of the American people surveyed, 66% of the public, say that a Biden victory would either be a setback or a disaster for the United States.
So we're supposed to believe that Biden leads RFK Jr. and, quote, all of his Democratic competitors by a huge margin, end quote. And yet, 66% of all Americans believe he spells disaster for the country. That doesn't even make sense. Now, does it, CNN? But what would you expect from CNN? We have a bombshell COVID report that's out concerning Israel, which, as you know, was one of the most vaccinated nations in the world. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, well, he bragged afterward that his government's vaccine mandates were meant to establish Israel as a massive experimental playground for Pfizer. You remember that? I do, because I was so shocked by it, I had to see if this was a deep fake. If this was really Benjamin Netanyahu saying this, because it was, well, it sounded like something the Antichrist would say. Sure enough, it was good old Benjamin. The Israeli Ministry of Health responded to a formal records request from attorney Ori Aksavi stating that there were zero deaths among healthy Israeli citizens aged 18 to 49. Zero deaths. Zero. Israel Ministry of Health said in response to a formal request from the attorney, quote, zero deceased of 18 to 49 years of age with no underlying morbidities, end quote. According to a report by Becker News, the attorney had filed a Freedom of Information request to obtain data on the average age of COVID-19 deaths segmented by vaccination status, death of individuals under 50 without underlying health conditions, and the number of cardiac arrest cases between 2018 and 2022. Professor Yoav Yitzchakeli, a specialist in internal medicine and medicine management emphasized that the number zero is indisputable. He questioned the necessity of extreme measures such as school closures, vaccinating young people, and lockdowns. Quote, zero is a very, very clear number. Cannot be subject to interpretation, end quote. That's what he told the Epoch Times. The MOH's response revealed that the average age of vaccinated COVID-19 patients who died was 80.2 years old. Average age for unvaccinated COVID deaths was just over 77 years old. The MOH's response, well, it raises questions, as it contradicts previous statements about having access to comprehensive data on deceased patients, including underlying diseases. It was just used to justify measures like vaccinating pregnant women and young people by claiming they were also at risk. But data now indicate otherwise. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The store chain Kohl's faces a potential Bud Lighting of its products because of its LGBTQ targeting babies and toddlers. At first glance, Kohl's appears to be in the business of selling clothing, bedding, appliances, and home decor. But that, I think, is just a front for Kohl's real business, which is, I think, possibly to just peddle the LGBTQI plus propaganda. The retailer, which has more than 1,100 stores in 49 states, notes on its website, quote, "We are committed to amplifying and affirming the voices of the LGBTQIA plus community, celebrating the joy that comes from living authentically and unapologetically, not just this month, but all year long," end quote. Kohl's catalog makes it even more clear where their loyalties really lie. Among the company's activist apparel is a, quote, "baby Sonoma community pride bodysuit set," end quote, fitted for newborns, three-month-olds, and toddlers of various sizes. Kohl's also has a, quote, "gender-free fashion brand," end quote, and an activist underwear brand called Tommy Boy X. Like many other big companies, Kohl's activism appears to be driven, at least in part, by a desire to maintain its ESG score. That's the environmental, social, and governance scores, basically social credit scores for corporations, which, of course, is largely based on internal policy of companies, as well as on the degree to which, well, these companies virtue signal. They got to be in compliance with an ideology of the cultural Marxist, and possibly also that of pervert and demented elements of our society. That's what I believe, and I think that's what's happening. Forbes noted that Kohl's was ranked as a top 50 company last year on Diversity Inc.'s top companies for LGBTQ employees. Quote, "the standard metric in ESG reports on the internal policies of a company," end quote. Target, which similarly faces a conservative boycott over its LGBT onesies for babies, its so-called tuck-friendly bathing suits, drag queen books for kids, and satanic agate prop, was ranked number 4 on the same ESG-linked list. Walmart was ranked number 6. Kohl's, well, they also have a perfect corporate equality index score put out by the Human Rights Campaign, which is a powerful LGBTQ lobby group. This index score, again, reflects a company's subservience to the LGBTQ agenda. According to Forbes, quote, "a perfect CEI score requires donations to LGBTQ plus causes. Refusal to donate to non-religious organizations that discriminate based on LGBTQ issues and support of gender transition," end quote. The company underscores in its 2022 ESG report that it is in the business of woke evangelization, stating, quote, "we believe embedding DEI in everything we do requires an ongoing journey of listening, learning, and taking action," end quote. Well, now it's time for the good people of America to engage their vision of listening, learning, and taking action. We see, we hear, and we acknowledge Kohl's, like Target, Bud Light, and so many other companies cares more about its ESG score, and I think pleasing people like Larry Fink and his merry band of groomers at BlackRock, than it does about its customers, about the safety and protection of America's children and common decency. So let's hope American people wake up, as they're doing, even more so, decide to put their money where their mouth is and fund pro-American companies that are committed to upholding Judeo-Christian American values. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. Please listen. I know this is where some of you maybe want to turn off because you think the broadcast is over, but it's vital you understand. We put out this program every day for free. It takes a team of about seven of us, 15 man-hours a day, to put it all together, and yet we put it out for free. We let you stream it for free. We have to pay the bandwidth bill to stream it as well. You cannot believe the many, many, many thousands of dollars a month it takes to put this program together. And then imagine what it takes when you combine that budget for a whole year. So how do we have the funds to do it? Through people like you. So here are the ways you can support and keep this program going. One, you can just simply make a contribution at WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. Think of us as the conservative alternative to NPR. They're the listener supported. You can support what I'm doing as well, and this broadcast at WVWFoundation.com. Another way is to go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code B66. Promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers. There's sales going on over there, big time sales. Great gifts for Father's Day, graduation gifts, wedding gifts, housewarming gifts. Gifts for yourself. Giza Dream Sheets, drastically on sale. Slippers, slides, and sandals, on sale. Six-piece MyPillow towel set, on sale. Check it all out at MyPillow.com, but please use the promo code B66. When you use that code, you get deep savings and discounts, and we get credit. Actually computerized, and we get the credit, but only if you use that code B66. So thank you for doing that. And then finally, if you're interested in attending our national an annual Worldview Weekend. I've been holding at the Ozarks for 20 years now. I've been hosting Worldview Weekends for 30 years this year, but 20 years now in a row in the Ozarks. That's coming up the middle of October with General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, Patrick Wood, and many, many others. You can find the full list at WVWTVstore.com. We've sold out the last 2 years. I expect to do that this year. Full details and to purchase tickets at WVWTVstore.com. You'll also find emergency supplies there, like EMT medical trauma bags for your family. So if there's an emergency and you have a doctor or nurse in your neighborhood, you'll have the hopefully a lot of what you need for them to help your family in a crisis. We also have potassium iodine tablets to protect your thyroid in the case of a nuclear event. It's anti-radiation tablets. A lot of stuff your family needs in a crisis, I think, right there at WVWTVstore.com. So it's a service we offer, and it's a big part of our general operating budget. So thank you for checking all those things out at WVWTVstore.com. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching. May God save America. Take care.